The story of how multi-level marketing became women's work starts with the history of door-to-door sales. Traveling salesmen have been peddling all kinds of things to all kinds of folks since the beginning of civilization. I sell rice. You don't have any rice nearby. I show up with rice once in a while, and we trade. That's all trade was for a very, very long time. Just dudes wandering around like, "Chickens, get your chickens here." Whether called a peddler or huckster or even costermonger, for real, they were all doing the same thing, wandering around and sometimes knocking on actual doors to sell products. They always had a likability problem due to their perpetual outsider status. In the late 1800s, a standout among door-to-door salesmen was David McConnell, founder of Avon, which would become one of the longest-running and highest-volume MLMs in history. Although McConnell claimed his homemade perfumes matched the quality of even the finest French colognes, the products he was selling were nothing special, and the company knew it. Decades later, in 1971, Avon's head of marketing said, "We've never been great crusaders in new product ideas, because the average housewife who is our representative is not about to explain them to the customer." In other words, Avon's buyers and sellers weren't all that sophisticated, so the company would sell them any old stuff and they wouldn't know the difference. While Avon wasn't breaking any ground with its products, its main innovation was its decision to hire women to sell directly to other women. Traveling salesmen were often charlatans, snake oil salesmen exploiting laypeople's ignorance about diseases and ailments. Women, McConnell correctly assumed, would trust other women, and he wanted to capitalize on that social currency.